Brothers from Other Mothers, FDMA and TDMA, Frequency Division Multiple Access, and Time Division Multiple Access. Two of the ways that we distinguish between radio transmissions on today's digital modes. Before we talk about our new digital friends, FDMA and TDMA, we need to discuss the lay of the land from the very beginning with analog. And it's with analog that we'll begin to understand how FDMA operates and how TDMA is the next step in adding more to less in a digital landscape. In the land before time, in the analog days, we tuned our scanners to a frequency, and we would hear whomever was transmitting. This user would key their radio and talk. While they had their radio keyed up, they are using that limited radio frequency resource centered on their frequency of choice. Of course, plus or minus the amount of bandwidth we talked about in last week's session. Once that user has finished keying up, then the next person can use that frequency. What I'm saying here is that every time a user keys up their radio in an analog world, they are taking ownership of that frequency, and nobody else within that area that is covered by that transmission can use that frequency. The person or object keying on that frequency has occupied that space in time. And as we have all seen, the radio landscape is now filled with digital modes, different flavors. And depending on where you live and what systems are in use and what systems you're monitoring, you may find different voice communication schemes. For example, we have P25, DMR, NXDN, Tetra, Fusion, D-Star, and M17, to name a few. We certainly have a lot more. And don't forget, too, we have to consider the OG here, Morse code. Morse code, which is simple dits and dies, representing zeros and ones in a binary mode. And that was our OG of digital communication. So digital's been around a lot longer than many people actually think. Now, digital can be used in both conventional communications and trunked radio communications. And to quickly review what we've already covered in previous Scanner Radio University videos in this series, conventional is when we are talking about, say, simplex or point-to-point, or we have a repeater involved, right? This is the simplest form of communication that has been in use in the analog world for decades and continues to be used in most digital formats like DMR and NXDN. And one of the biggest benefits of moving over from an analog world to a digital mode for communications is how well the digital modes can allocate resources on the limited RF spectrum. We can cram way more data and way more information into a single digital data stream than we could over a single analog transmission. In a digital world, when the radio transmits, not only can the end user send an audible message using their microphone and a voice, but their radio can simultaneously send GPS data, telemetry, biometrics, and other data about the radio, the user, the environment, and their location. For example, the location of a transmission, the user's heart rate, the speed at which they are traveling, or even if a man down switch has been activated. This additional data stream has life-saving potential when an officer's life may be in danger, or when a firefighter might be down and needs to be located and rescued. So besides a spectrum efficiency benefit of migrating over from analog to digital, we have a whole new world of data that can also be harvested over the same transmission or the same data stream, because all digital mode is digital data, whether it contains voice or data packets. In an upcoming episode of this Scanner Radio University series, we will talk in more detail about P25, DMR, and NXDN. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel or our podcast on your favorite audio platform so that you don't miss these upcoming episodes. And before we break down FDMA and TDMA, I want to take a quick pause here to thank my Patreon supporters. Our podcast has been on an Audible platform like Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and others for over 6 years. And it hasn't been until recently that we've included a video version of this podcast for YouTube. And I could not have made that transition to video and made the investment in all the required hardware to make this transition without the continued support from our Patreon backers. If you'd like to help support this channel, you can visit scannerschool.com/Patreon or find a link in the description below. For those of you watching on YouTube, there's also a call out at the top of the screen that when you click on it, will take you right to our support page to sign up. If Patreon isn't for you, I understand. Another great way that you can help support this podcast is simply by pressing the subscribe button and hitting a thumbs up if you find this content useful. This tells YouTube to suggest our content to others just like you. Only 20% of our normal viewers are actually subscribed. So if you're in that other 80% category, we'd love for you to help support us by hitting the subscribe button. Thanks again.
Do you feel lost when it comes to the scanner hobby? Are you looking for someone to answer your questions? Do you have a new radio and you need help understanding how it works? Or are you working on a big project and need somebody to bounce ideas off of? Do you need a little bit more personal assistance than what you can get from an online community? And are you looking for somebody to dedicate their attention and their time to helping you out when it comes to getting you unstuck with whatever it is that you are struggling with when it comes to the scanner radio hobby? I'm here to do just that. See, you can book me for a session right now where I'll sit on Zoom and do a video or a screen share with you, just as if I am sitting across the table and helping you out. You can book your tutoring session right now by going to scannerschool.com/tutoring. I can't wait to help you out.
There are two main ways that we can break down digital modes for multiple users. One is over frequency and one is over time. FDMA, or frequency division multiple access, is the first step in having multiple carriers operate at the same time. Think of FDMA as the same way you would think of an analog transmission. One user keys up their microphone and they use that entire frequency for themselves, centered on the frequency that we are tuned to on our scanners. Their bandwidth may be 12.5 kilohertz or less, depending on the digital mode that they are using, just like in the analog world. And what separates FDMA from analog is how we add additional users on top of the same physical carrier. For example, when it comes to NXDN, we can use FDMA. We take that 12.5 kilohertz bandwidth of the carrier and divide it into two pipes, both being 6.25 kilohertz wide. Effectively, we split that single 12.5 kilohertz into two smaller pipes. These pipes are divided the frequency that the bigger pipe use. Explain a little bit better. If a user keys up on 460.000, the digital protocol uses that full 12.5 kilohertz. So their carrier is actually from 459.9375 to 460.0625. However, using FDMA, the first user can take that lower 6.25 from 459.9375 to 460.0. The second user can use 460 to 460.0625. The same bigger 12.5 kilohertz is present, whether there is a user on the second half or not. So let's say the police are on 460.0. And they share the frequency with both dispatch and tactical operations. Traditionally, in an analog world, every time the dispatch keyed up on 460.0, that frequency could only be used at that time for dispatch. And if there were tactical operations going on, they would have to wait for dispatch to finish. And vice versa, if there was a tactical operation going on, the dispatcher would have to wait for a break to send their traffic. However, with FDMA, in the simplest form, dispatch could always have the lower 6.25 every time they keyed up. And this would leave the second half available and open for somebody else to use, like tactical operations. So now we've stacked two different types of transmissions on the same frequency, but divided the frequency in half. Now, we would obviously hit a wall with how much we can compress down a single pipe before there isn't enough bandwidth to support reliable communications. This is why we now have TDMA. Unlike FDMA, where we separate users over a frequency, in TDMA, we are separating users over time. TDMA, or Time Division Multiple Access, is an advancement over FDMA because we can now add additional time slots to a single frequency as technology improves. NXDN, DMR, P25, and Tetra all use TDMA to add more users onto a single frequency. And yes, you did hear that correctly. NXDN was used in our FDMA example and as well as our TDMA example. Benefits of TDMA? We can stack multiple time slots depending on the digital mode that is used. Radios can enable a battery saver so that they can go to sleep on the time slots that they are not listening for. And we can utilize the full carrier for every single transmission. So how does TDMA work? As the name suggests, the transmissions are divided or separated now over time. This is where we get the designation for time slot. So to go back to our example of 460.0 megahertz, every user takes up that full pipe of 12.5 kilohertz of bandwidth every time they transmit. However, every few microseconds, the user loses access to that frequency because another user is going to use it. This repeats on a time dependent on the digital mode. This time slot swapping occurring as quickly as a few micro or nanoseconds is not enough for us to hear that that frequency is being split or shared with other users. And while protocols like P25, NXDN, and DMR divide their time into two slots, resulting in two users sharing the same resource, modes like Tetra can have four users divided over four time slots. TDMA is superior to FDMA, and this is why many digital modes rely on this technology as a part of their protocol. Now, I understand that some of this might be a little confusing, and so can the scanner radio hobby, which is why we are breaking down some of these key terms and buzzwords into small, digestible sections to help ease your way through the hobby. If you are looking for more personalized help with a one-on-one session over the computer, I am available for tutoring. We can go through any question you have about scanning that you might have, including how to set up your scanners, program them using software, and even building a software-defined radio setup. You can book me at scannerschool.com/tutoring. Use the link in the description, or for those of you on YouTube, click on the call out at the top of this video to take you right to our booking page. In upcoming sessions of our Scanner Radio University series, we will be talking about some of the different digital modes that we referred to in this session, such as P25, DMR, and NXDN. So make sure you subscribe so you know when the rest of this series has been released.
Before we wrap up this week's podcast, I want to take a minute here to thank all of our Patreon supporters.
Alvin Zaz, Arthur Heron, Bill Kay, Bob Robs, Bob Middleton, Brandon Sammons, Brian Arsenal, Brian King, Chris Paris, Classic Hank, Craig Harper, Dan, Danielle Caviola, Dave Pasco, David, David C., David Kudneski, David Robertson, David Watts, Danny Crotty, Ed Walsh, Ed, K2EPM, Greg Johnson, I Hate Junk Mail, Jack Haycock, Jacques Berry, James Felling, Jay Reed, Jeff, Jeff Block, Jeff Chapman, Jeff Waldrop, Jenny Taylor, Jim B., Jim Heinrich, John Keel, John Sweeney, John Derby, John Goldenberg, Joshua Robb, KC5, DJT, Ken Newberry, Kenneth Fowler, Kevin Zwicky, Lenny Bauer, Les Stevenson, Lloyd R., Luke Hartnett, Mark Beebe, Mason Kramer, Matt, and U8H, Michael Kroger, Michael Meadows, Michael Thomas, Mike Lopez, KN6, FXR, Mike Piltz, Nicholas Stenger, Paul Bowling, Paul Thiel, Randy Young, Raymond Hill, Rich Palmieri, Ronnie Bach, Scott Lefgren, Stephen Falcon, Thomas Giampino, Todd Glendie, BA7ZZT, and William Arcand, W1WRA.
Find out more about Patreon and our support tiers by visiting scannerschool.com/Patreon. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you again next week. 73.